Personal realization, without our immortal self, thou art divine, live at peace, feel and realize thy divine nature. Thou art the master of your destiny. Do not be discouraged when sorrows, difficulties and tribulations manifest in the daily battle of life. Draw courage and spiritual strength from within. There is a vast inexhaustible magazine of power and knowledge within. Learn the ways to tap the source. Dive deep within, sink down, plunge in the sacred waters of immortality. The holy is remaining within. You will be quite refreshed, renovated and unified when you go to the divine source and realize I am the immortal self or Atman. Understand the laws of the universe. Move tactfully in this world. Learn the secrets of nature. Try to know the best ways to control the mind. Conquer this mind. Conquest of mind is really conquest of nature and the world. Conquest of mind will enable you to go to the source of soul power. And you can then realize, I am the immortal self or Atman. Do not murmur. Do not grumble when troubles and sorrows descend upon you. Every difficulty is an opportunity for you to develop your will and to grow strong. Welcome it. Difficulties strengthen your will, augment your power of endurance, and turn your mind towards God. Face with a smile. In your weakness lies your real strength. Thou art invincible. Nothing can harm you. Conquer the difficulties one by one. This is the beginning of a new life, a life of expansion, glory and divine splendor. Aspire and draw. Grow, expand. Visit all positive, virtuous qualities with daily sympathy. Namely, fortitude, patience and courage that are dormant in you. Start a new life, tread the spiritual path and realize I am the immortal self or Atman. Have a new angular vision, arm yourself with discrimination, cheerfulness, discernment, alacrity and understanding spirit. A glorious, brilliant future is inviting you. Let the past be buried, it's a work miracle. You can do wonders, do not give up hope. You can destroy the harmful effects of unfavorable planets through your willpower. You can command the elements and the nature. You can utilize the effect of evil influences and the antagonistic dark forces that may operate against you. You can change the unfavorable circumstances to best the possible ones. You can modify destiny. Many have done this. You can also do so. Accept. Recognize, claim thy birthright now. Thou art immortal self or Atman. Determination and self-reliance are very necessary for success in self-realization. In Mundaka Upanishad you will find this Atman cannot be attained by one who is destitute of strength, or without earnestness, or by penance, without mark. But if a wise man strives after it, by those means, then he self enters into brilliance. Fearlessness is an important qualification for an aspirant. One should be prepared to renounce his life at any moment. Without renunciation of this little sensual life, the eternal spiritual life cannot be attained. Abhayam comes first in the divine sympathy or divine qualities that are enumerated in the Gita. Stop it. A timid man or a coward dies several times before he actually dies. When you have once decided to take the spiritual practices, stick to it tenaciously at any cost, nay, at the risk of your life. Come what may, be bold, stand. Realize the truth, proclaim it here and there. Thou art the immortal self or optimum. Destiny is your own creation. You have created your destiny through thoughts and actions. You can undo the same by right thinking and action. Even if there is an evil or a dark antagonistic force to attack you, you can diminish its force by resolutely denying the existence of evil, or resolutely turning your mind away from it. Thus, you can disarm destiny. You once thought, I am the immortal self or Atman. You neutralize all evil forces, demon influences of all malevolent planets, and will infuse in you courage and inner spiritual strength. Non-thinking is the root cause of human suffering. Cultivate right thinking and right acting. Work unselfishly in terms of unity with Atma Bhav. This is right action. The right thinking is when you think I am the immortal self or Atma.
Salutations to the all-pervading Lord, the Supreme Truth, the eternal fountain of unalloyed bliss and perennial peace. Beloved immortal Atman, be truthful, be honest to yourself, let there be unity among your thoughts, words and deeds. This is the way to integrate your personality. With an unintegrated personality, how can you live in peace and happiness? You have read in the scriptures, you have heard from the sacred lips of saintly persons, and your own experience tells you that there is no happiness in the sensual objects of this world. Be sincere. Give up this meaningless craving for them. Do not cheat yourself by imagining that the sense objects can give you even the least pleasure. What has deep sleep taught you? Have you in the fruitless rush of your daily routine activity, pause for a moment to reflect over this wonderful phenomenon of deep sleep. You are cut off from this world. You have withdrawn yourself into the innermost core of your being. You enjoy peace and happiness. Sleep is nature's best gift to man, to refresh him and to revitalize him. But do not neglect the hidden spiritual message in sleep. It teaches you happiness is within, peace is within you. Have you attempted to experience this happiness, this peace, consciously? How to get this experience? Be truthful to yourself. Be honest to your convictions. Be sincere. This is all that is really required in life. You know a lot. You have a nodding acquaintance with ethics. You have read about spiritual liberation, about the immortal spirit that you are in reality, and about the nature of this world. But you are not truthful. You are not honest. You are not sincere. Therefore, you suffer here. You are caught in this wheel of birth and death. You are subjected to pain, grief, misery, failure, and dishonor. These are not your essential nature. You are Satchidanand in reality. You are immortal. You are all wise. You are bliss itself. Be honest and express these in your daily life. Realize that immortal bliss here and now. Practice, practice. You know it is dishonesty has propensity to indulge in Nidvedan, in tall talk of spirituality and yoga. Do something, do it now. Delay not, meditate now. You will instantly experience the peace and bliss that eternally envelop within you. Love all and serve all. You will experience the unity of existence here and now. Do charity. Give. Your heart will expand and you will have the Bhuma experience, the experience of the infinite here and now. Be truthful, be honest, be noble and gentle. Feel that you are one with all. Mentally repeat the formula several times a day. I am the self of all. I am the all. I am the all in all. Identify yourself with every creature in this world. respect and love every living being. If you feel your oneness with all, will you cheat anyone? Will you harm anyone? Will you behave rudely towards anyone? Will you entertain evil thoughts towards anyone? No, never. Be sincere. For in sincerity lies your salvation. Whatever you know, put into practice. That will confirm your sincerity and enable you to be firmly rooted in cosmic consciousness. You will rejoice forever. You will be at peace with yourself. You will radiate joy and peace. You will become an enlightened being to whom the whole world will look for solace and quietude. Blessed child of the Almighty, won't you do this for your own permanent eternal good? Will you not, through diligent inner discipline, realize God and shine as a yogi, sage or a saint here? This is your foremost duty. This is the purpose for which God has granted you this precious human birth. May you all attain this grand goal of life in this very birth. May God enlighten your intellect. May God bless you all with health, long life, peace, prosperity and Kaivalya Moksha. Om Chidanand Chidanand Chidananda Ho Arahana Begadumasa Chidananda Ho meditatory life. Be good, do good, be kind, be compassionate.
All is Maya's
this Maya's crown.
All is Jara, all is Jaspari, all is Maya's face, all is Maya's crown.
When your throat is choked at the time of death, who will help you for your salvation?
When your throat is choked at the time of death, who will help you for your salvation?
Be up and doing in yogic sadhan, you will attain immortality.
Be up and doing in yogic sadhan.
In cards and cinemas.
Can you expect real shanti if you waste your time in cards and cinemas?
In novels, newspapers.
In novels, newspapers.
In scandal backbiting.
In scandal backbiting.
It is difficult to get a human birth. Therefore, try your best to realize in this birth.
It is difficult to get a human birth.
Selfless spirit, sacrifice, devotion, discipline, shanti, these are the humility, humble. When a man comes to you and says, Jivan Mukh, you must test kasoti, the two. You must have asked the universal whether he has got humility. Not feigned humility, but real, unostentatious humility. And then he must have compassion. If you don't find these qualities in a man, and he says, I am a jivanmukta, I am a grotiya, reject him like a straw. These are the two fundamental, foundational virtues of a sage, of a yogi, of a karma yogi, whatever. If you don't find these virtues, even if you deliver lectures for days together explaining sarva-dharman, paritya, mam ekam sharanam, it is nothing, it is useless. Dry vacuum, empty bullet shots. But if you find the humility in a man, that's a sign of a saint. There is a sign of a yogi and compassion. You must have compassion. His heart should melt like butter when he sees a suffering man. If he has got a tumbler of milk, he will run to find out, this is a suffering man, I don't want milk. He will give such qualities he should find. Though many virtues have been enumerated in Gita and other scriptures, these two virtues, humility, not feigned humility, and compassion. If you find this, is he a sage, or the first one? He is a saint, he is a yogi. These are the things. These are the kasoti and the testing of a saint, of a sage, of a jivan mukti. So we all pray for him. Health, long life, peace, prosperity. Such a person is a rare jewel on this earth. He who is free from selfishness. Selfishness is a bullock, is a buffalo. He's a burden on this earth, but when he becomes selfless, works for the uplift of humanity, for relieving human sufferings, when he has dedicated his life wholly for the service, he's a real man, he's a divine on this earth. Otherwise, other people live in vain, they are burden on this earth. Remove this selfishness. Work for the well-being of humanity, for your neighbor. Then only he can be saved. Otherwise, God has given a grace, a double mark, a promotion as a human being, with his garb, he is only a horizontal being. So let us try to become real men on this earth, divine men, supermen, with God-intoxicated feeling, always working for your neighbors. In working for other people, you will elevate yourself.
In praying for other people, you pray for yourself. There is only one being, one consciousness. So let us become absolutely selfless, courageous, bold. Attachment to this body brings timid people. People die 1,000 times before their actual death. Timidity, owing to attachment to this body, which is nothing but a combination of 5 elements, full of impurity. You are really Atma, the all-pervading immortal soul. Then you become Atma Samrat, king on this earth. The nature is ready. Open her secrets to you, and you enjoy the divine Aishwarya when you become unselfish, when you work for the good of others, become the real Atma Samrat, king on this earth. Such a king is this Srinivasan. Such a king is this Swami Sahajananda. Glory to him. Let us follow his example. A being, a yogi, yoga barista, a Swami in the previous birth. So at such an age, his heart is filled with renunciation, with vairagya, with meditation. Key to open chambers of the heart, the atmic store. Otherwise nobody will get. It's not so easy to get renunciation and vairagya. So that man lives in vain who has no vairagya, no renunciation, no spirit of selfless service. God has given you in this birth little intellect, little wisdom. You will have to utilize it.
You must not
make prostitution of this intellect. Utilize it for realization, for meditation. Service of humanity, which is nothing but yoga. Karma culminates in wisdom. Bhakti culminates in wisdom. Yoga and Vedanta are complementary. Wisdom, there is no wisdom without yoga. There is no yoga without wisdom. There is no wisdom without bhakti. There is no wisdom. They are complementary. Vedanta without bhakti is dry. Bhakti without wisdom is not complete or perfect. So let us pray for the health and long life of this small yogi, but full of wisdom, full of strength, full of selflessness. One who can transform the material intellect of whole of South Africa means what tremendous influence, what tremendous purity, what tremendous yogic power, what tremendous meditation. Influence over others means the aura, spiritual aura, selfless aura. Otherwise people are transformed. When a selfish man cannot do anything in this world, selfless man, serving, call his brother, African Chotabu, small at this small age. Otherwise other people are living vain. They have not made the search, the atmic search, nor done Shravan Manan Nirjatan. And the Navira Bhakti, we live the time God. Such a yogi only, such a bhakta, who is ever remembering, constant remembrance, meditation, Shravan Manan Nirjatan, Aham Atma Nirakara Sarvavyapi Svavata, Aham Brahmasmi, Shivoham Shivoham Satyananda. It should not be a mere utterance of formula, it should enter your bone. You must have a feeling that there is one common consciousness. That is your birthright to attain this. And he has attained this, let us all pray for his life and long life, peace, prosperity. Let us utilize every second in meditation, in service, chintan of God. Waste not any minute, a single minute. Realize him, live for him, live in God, live in Brahman. And see, behold, the whole world as your own self. Behold, listen, come. There is a way for the fourth dimension. There is a way for attaining immortal. That way is serve, love, be purified. Meditate, realize, seek, find the enter and rest. Become a great yogi. Not attached to this body, always thinking of body, he is a cobbler. Whoever thinks of this body is a cobbler, not he who makes shoes. Because you are not this body, you are Atma.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Is there not a nobler mission than eating, drinking and sleeping? It is difficult to get a human birth, therefore try your best to realize in this birth. Why on that face, woe to that man who wastes all his life in sensual pleasures. Time sweeps away kings and barons. Where is Yudhishthira? Where is Ashoka? Where is Shakespeare? Where is Valmiki? Where is Napoleon? Where is Shivaji? Be up and doing in yogic sadhan. You will enjoy supreme bliss. Be up and doing in Brahma Vichar. You will attain immortality. Kaivalya Moksha. Can you expect a real shanti if you waste your time in idle gossiping? Can you enjoy supreme peace if you waste your time in novels, newspapers, in fights and quarrels, in scandals that might sting? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare. Am I not thou? Art thou not I? One alone is therefore true. When the mind melts in the silence, you will have self realization. What have you learned? Tell me frankly. From the Bihar and Quetta Airplane, have you got now real Vaira? Do you practice a Japan Kirtan? Here's a challenge to the non-believers of the Hindu theory of transmigration. Have you not heard the thrilling narratives of Shanti Devi of her past life? Can you expect real shanti if you waste your time in cards and cinema, in cards and smoking? When your throat is shot at the time of death, who will help you for your salvation? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. O my Jesus, O Lord Jesus, Hail Hail Jesus, O Father, Father. O my Mary, O Virgin Mary, Hail Hail Mary, O Mother, Mother. Hail, Hail Buddha, O Savior, Savior. O my Allah, O Lord Allah, Hail, Hail Allah, O Father, Father. O my Shakti, O Adi Shakti, Hail, Hail Shakti, O Mother, Mother. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Talk a little, sleep a little. Oh, thoda kana, thoda peena, thoda bolna, thoda sona. Konjam saapudungal. கொஞ்சம் பேசுங்கள் கொஞ்சம் தூங்குங்கள் மிக்ஸ நீட்டில் மூவி நீட்டில் சர நீட்டில் ரச நீட்டில் ஜீவ நீட்டில் பரீட்டில் கனிய நீட்டில் வசிப்ப நீட்டில் துஜப்ப ஏட்டில் மந்திர எழுத்தில் மெடிடேட்டில் துவாசம் எழுத்தில் து பிராணாயாம் நிதில் ரிஃப்ளெக்ட் எழுத்தில் து விசார எழுத்தில் ஹரே ராமா ஹரே ராமா ஹே ராம ராமா ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா சத்யம் பிரம்மச்சரிய அது இஸ் தி ஃபவுண்டேஷன் ஆஃப் யோக வேதாந்தா பிராக்டிஸ் ஆவன் மனநித்யாசன் யூ வில் லேர்ன் டைம் ஃபார் ரியலைசேஷன் ஃபைண்ட் தி நோயர் ஃபைண்ட் தி ஹியர் ஃபைண்ட் தி சீயர் ஃபைண்ட் தி டேஸ்டர் சர்வோகி பிரிஃபை மெடிடேட் ரியல் லைஃப் Be good to go, be kind, be compassionate. Jagat kalpana, jiva kalpana, all is kalpana, dega swapana, all is jalam, all is jaggari, all is maya sri, all is maya skar. தேகோ நாகம் ஜீவோ நாகம் பிரதகபின்ன பிரம்மைவாகம் பரமோனோகம் பரமாத்மோகம் பிரம்மைவாகம் பிரம்மைவாகம் அந்த சோவில் திங்க்னோ ஈவில் ஹட்னோ ஈவில் ஸ்ரீ வாட் இஸ் தோன் Hear what is good, think what is good, act what is good, speak sweetly, speak softly, speak lovingly, speak truthfully. I rejoice to be amidst you all today. I consider it a great joy, a rare happiness indeed. It fills me with joy to see how the divine life message is spreading in Africa. It is indeed the selfless efforts of noble souls like Sri V. Srinivasan of Durban, Swami Sarajanandji, Sreshwar Padayachi of Unkamas, Sri Vikachiba of Pretoria, D.M. Soda of Nairobi, Sri Sivananda Sivabhakyam, and you all, that the ideals of devotion, service, worship, and spiritual realization are being disseminated in Africa. All praise is due to your lofty, selfless work in the divine life cause. You are all thrice blessed. You are verily the salt of the earth, for you bring to one and all the message of peace, love, and brotherhood. The divine life pervade everywhere in Africa. Divine life will bestow real happiness and lasting peace unto all, for it is based upon the atmic oneness of all beings. It will smoothen all differences and bring the maximum welfare of all here and hereafter. You all deserve my heartiest congratulations for the enthusiastic way in which you are all working to awaken all to the sublime spiritual goal of human life, namely divine perfection. May the President, Secretary, and all the workers of the Tongar branch work together vigorously to spread the light of divine life. May God bless all devotees in Tongar and all over Africa. Om. Charity and sovereignty, sincerity, simplicity, veracity. Equanimity, fixity, non-irritability. Guru.
Na 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 Purana Swami Ji is there.
Aurora!
Jaya Jaya
Gopala Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Shankara Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Shankara Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Uma Ramana Shiva Shankara Jaya Jaya Uma Ramana Shiva Shankara Jaya Jaya Shankara Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Shankara Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Uma Ramana Shiva Shankara Jaya Jaya Uma Ramana Shiva Shankara Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya